Several fires continue to rage out of control across Southern California tonight, more than half a dozen of them in San Diego County alone. Nearly a quarter of a million San Diego residents have fled their homes, and the city has called to duty every able-bodied member of its police and fire departments. California Fire Captain Julie Hutchinson is at the site of the Harris Fire, the first of these San Diego blazes, and she joins us now. Captain Hutchinson, where is this Harris Fire, and just how close is it to the residential area of San Diego?
Sure. This fire is just north of the Mexican border, but it has burned about 20,000 acres so far towards the west, and it's encroaching on the community of Chula Vista, which is just south and east of the city of San Diego.
And those residents have now, were you able to get most of them out of the area quickly?
Exactly. We had a lot of cooperation with the residents through here. Unfortunately, this is an area that is not unfamiliar with wildfire, and a lot of the residents were prepared when they saw the smoke in the air and knew we had the wind event coming, the Santa Ana winds, and they were prepared to evacuate, and many of them did upon the first orders, and we were very thankful they did because it saved a lot of lives in getting those civilians out of here safely.
We've been hearing a lot about the Santa Ana winds and how they've been sort of driving the fire and the spread of these fires. How much have they impacted the spread, and how difficult is it going to be for you to get control of it with the winds?
Well, two questions there. One, it's going to be very difficult because, again, we cannot control Mother Nature. The other thing we have in Southern California is an environment that's very ripe for wildfire. We have very thick vegetation that is very dry. We're suffering from several years of a drought here. You add the winds to that and in these rolling hills, and it just continues to push the fire.
With the winds, is it harder to attack the fire from the air?
You bet it is, because the aircraft have certain parameters with which they can work in, and a lot of times if you get sustained winds over 30, 35 miles an hour, you are unable to use aircraft because it's just not safe.
Now, speaking of safety, can you update us on fatalities or injuries?
Sure. On this incident, we have had one confirmed civilian fatality. We have had four firefighters that were burned, and we have 17 civilian burn injuries, unfortunately.
You know, when you look at the map of Southern California, it seems like these fires have flared up from San Diego all the way north up to Santa Barbara. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Actually, we have. It's not very common that we have these. The last year that we had such severe incidents was in 2003, about the same time of year, another drought time with these very dry Santa Ana winds set in, and we had several major fires, lost a lot of lives, a lot of homes were destroyed, and we had very, very large fires. So we're kind of in a repeat of that, and some of these fires are in the very same areas as those were.
Captain Hutchinson, for those residents who are not directly affected yet but might be in the line of the fire, what, if anything, can they do? Are they spraying their rooftops or doing anything to keep the fire from spreading or protect their homes if it does?
The most important thing they can do is stay apprised of the situation, know what's going on around them, watch for the smoke columns, look to the media for direction should there be another emergency evacuation, have your items that you want to take in your car ready to pull out, your pets caught and in cages so you can take them out, and eliminate that stress for your family when it comes time to do an evacuation. Because right now, anybody in Southern California could be at risk for having to be evacuated.
Captain Hutchinson, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
That was California Fire Captain Julie Hutchinson. She's at the site of the Harris Fire in East San Diego County.